CMC Markets is a pioneering CFD and spread betting provider. With more than 30 years of experience, CMC Markets provides traders with the tools they need to trade confidently. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money.
Hello and welcome to the City View podcast in partnership with CMC Markets. I'm Andy Sylvester, editor of City AM. And while usually on this podcast we have looks back, we have looks forward, there's only one story in town right now, and that is the grand reopening-ish. Seems almost too much to call it a proper reopening when you can't actually go into a coffee shop or indeed sit in a restaurant. But we are where we are. Non-essential retail opening today, pubs opening today outside, and frankly, finally, the most important thing, we can all get a haircut. I'm here with Simon Quirk from Kantar. He's their retail and consumer expert. Simon, thanks for joining us on the City View today.
A great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So last year, July the 4th, indeed June 15th, was the non-essential retail bit. What happened last year, and what does that kind of feed into our understanding of what this year might look like for the high street in particular?
Yeah, well, it was an interesting time. If we take a little drift back down memory lane for it, we'd had a bit of that lockdown period. It still, now we look back with hindsight, it felt fairly short and fresh, but there was a huge amount of pent-up demand. So over the course of that reopening, we saw £3.8 billion worth of spend on the high street stores from the point that they reopened. And that was, we saw headlines of the crowds gathering outside Primark. We saw various big stores reopening, introducing queuing systems, introducing pandemic safe practices in store, one-way systems. And what was clear, it was that consumer demand had just been on hold in that period of time. I think the big difference this time around maybe is that we've been there, we've done that, and we've had quite a long, slow, cold period of lockdown now in the last few months. And I think we've probably found other ways to get hold of the things that are a necessity. So it's different, but we can certainly take learnings that we're all desperate to get out to a pub, even if it's a freezing cold pub garden. And there are certain stores that we just can't go to online, or we can't shop in the way we want to. So we're still predicting that there's going to be a really big bounce back in the first week, next week, as people are desperate to inject some variety into their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's it. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and it wasn't necessarily being excited about the concept of being able to do things. It was almost more excited about the concept of seeing other people doing things, and just seeing chairs being put out outside a local falafel restaurant on Friday was one of the most exciting things that's happened to me in 3 months. last year, how, you know, thinking back again back to last year, we saw, particularly with the high street, because obviously there's all sorts of discussions about the death of city centres and all sorts of things, much of which I think is overblown. Last year, we saw actually a pretty decent rebound to kind of pre-COVID levels quite quickly in terms of retail, didn't we?
Yes. So not non-essential retail really recovered fairly briskly. So around 75% of 2019 sales to around 75% of 2019 sales within 2 to 3 weeks. So it was quite a swift return. And then you obviously had stimuli from the government. We had in August the Eat Out to Help Out scheme, which, albeit not as a specific high street piece of activity, it did really support, and I remember being out on the streets in that August period, and on a Monday through to a Wednesday, there were huge amounts of people out there still looking for those that experience that they'd missed. and building, starting to build up habits that maybe have been dropped by the wayside. So I think we can learn from last year again, but equally there are a number of unknown elements of how the government might support us as consumers to rebuild our confidence, and the general consumer willingness to spend as well. So one other big factor here is that with certain categories, certain areas of the retail environment, the price dynamic, the value that consumers will be getting will be changing quite dramatically. And I think that's also a big factor in that will determine how quickly the rebound occurs this time.
I think you're exactly right. And talking about the differences between the first and second lockdown is absolutely, or first, second and third, I suppose, bearing in mind November. Simon, I have recently come into possession of my first barbecue, which is very exciting, which I guess points towards the fact that we have this time found different ways to spend our money, whereas maybe in the first lockdown we were all just sort of slightly shell-shocked by the whole affair. Have there been some product lines, obviously we know about ASOS, but some product lines that have really, you know, thrived throughout this sort of slightly awkward start to 2021?
Well, yeah, the big ones, and it sounds like you're bang on trend, outdoor living, so things like furniture, barbecues, and gardening have been huge throughout lockdown, really. So we've been spending far more time in our homes than ever before. We've been sitting on Zoom calls, looking at that wall, thinking, I meant to paint that 3 years ago. And finally, many of us have had the time to actually get around to those odd jobs around the house, but in particular focusing on, well, we've been in those full lockdown periods, thinking about making the most of our outdoor space, and barbecues in particular have typified that, as well as just generally expenditure in the garden.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm bang on trend. I always like hearing that, and it's also rather rare, I'll be honest. Which you'd know if you ever saw my wardrobe, Simon, but alas, we can't on these Zoom calls. Just thinking about, again, the last year and the reopening, we know there will be a significant boom in people going back to the high street those first couple of weeks. We know there will be something of a rebound. But, you know, with your sort of forward-thinking hat on, and, you know, it's obviously prescient with ASOS's results last week suggesting that profits there through the roof. You know, how much of a blow do you think the pandemic and the accompanying lockdown restrictions has done to the high street versus how much do you think, you know, there was a trend towards digital already, or that we'll just be so excited to be around other people again that we'll all flop back to the high street? What do you think is the sort of the key takeaways from this year? Because my personal view is that sort of trying to put it in either black or white stages, that it's either the end of the high street or we'll all be back exactly like we were, seems to probably miss the point a tad.
I think we've got to remember the scale of the high street. Nearly everyone shops on the high street across a year. We all make visits there, and therefore really what we're talking about is how many times are we going to be shopping there, and are we going to drop those occasions as a result of the current world that we live in. And I think inevitably there'll be some interchange and interplay. So you've definitely got online has step changed, and we think step changed forevermore. We've certainly had a lot of older consumers adopting online purchasing when they've maybe been nervous about that or been reluctant before. So I think we would probably agree that it has exacerbated a trend. However, the underlying point about the high street is that it is in the process of evolution, and it is still seen as a prospect. Although lots of businesses that have gone out of business over the last year and a half We've started seeing them being bought up. Still demands, and maybe that's online versions in some cases, but there's still that consumer demand. And I think that the way businesses were trying to evolve before 2020, thinking about trying to make the experience as strong as possible, trying to offer a combination of in-store purchasing, offering food and drink on site, offering differentiation versus competitors, and in particular online competitors, all of those trends still should be totally relevant. And I think what we can't quantify at the moment is the demand for those experiences. But my gut feel is that we're all pretty bored of hanging out at home and ordering things online, and actually going in and feeling the fabric on the purchase, or buying a coffee made by a true professional barista. All of those experiences, I think, will actually drive us back to the high street quite strongly. So ultimately, we would still be pretty positive. And I probably, as a general summary, agree with you. It's not black and white. We've seen disruption and change, but there's a lot of clever businesses out there really looking to evolve what they offer to draw us back.
That's interesting, because one of the things that I've been talking about with a couple of my contacts in government actually is that they believe that revitalizing the high street is absolutely key to their prospects in 2024. They feel that, you know, particularly those so-called red wall seats, which fell to the Tories for the first time in 2019, that what people want and what people experience on a daily basis often comes down to, you know, are there shutters on the high street, or are there new things opening? And that gives you a sense of sort of economic well-being, gives you a sense of community and place and so on and so forth. So we may well see government doing bits and pieces to kind of spur a high street revival. But I think one of the things they're also thinking about, one of the things that I know a lot of other people are thinking about, is whether, you know, our idea of the high street, the sort of 1990s almost idea of the high street of just being a row of shops, may actually be changing now, and that what we think of as the high street will have to evolve as well into, you know, a mix of residential, restaurant experiences, like you said, as well as shops, but it being more of a sort of holistic mix than a purely retail offer. Is that something you kind of, if you put your sort of 10, 20 year vision on, is that something what do you see the future of the high street, I suppose?
I would thoroughly agree. I think it needs to be a mix, and it needs to appeal to more people. Before 2020, when we looked into the high street trend, it looked like it was the wealthier consumers who were moving away from high streets. I think a big part of this is to draw back the bigger spenders, and whether that's through that mix of offering housing, offering restaurant dining experiences, all of that variety, I think it's important to offer the complete array and mix for those consumers. And some examples of that, there's retailers out there really looking to diversify and do things differently. You know, you've got at the very extreme end, people like Selfridges with skateboarding ramps in store, and some amazingly exciting ways to draw consumers in. And I think it's those types of very creative solutions to this that will kickstart the process, but it needs a bigger and more holistic and plan for individual high streets that involves government as well as business.
No, I think you're exactly right, Alain. I won't be trying out the skateboarding ramp at Selfridges, but you're right. You walk down Oxford Street and you can see these different developments. You can see people trying to turn, you know, shops into experiences, and that's certainly a trend that we expect to continue. Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about the future of the high street, and I'm far more optimistic about the rebound than I was at the start of this conversation. So thank you very much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that's all from us at the City View podcast in partnership with CMC Markets. I'm off to the Ship Tavern in Holborn to sit with a pint of Guinness outside in 9 degrees and probably wonder why I can't be inside. But nonetheless, we take our joy where we can find it in 2021. Hope you have a good one too, and see us next week. Thanks.
CMC Markets is a pioneering CFD and spread betting provider. With more than 30 years of experience, CMC Markets provides traders with the tools they need to trade confidently. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money.